Let's go out on the Swartz-Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. And, of course, Elliot Shore Parks does a fantastic job covering the Eagles for us here on WIP. You can read all of his work and obviously hear some of his audio at 94WIP.com/GoBirds. He's posting a lot of articles there. Of course, the NFL owners' meeting is ongoing. And he had a chance to sit down with Doug Peterson in a small contingent a short time ago. Elliot, how are you, sir?
Doing good, guys. Doing good. It's about 85 here, so a little warmer.
Well, there you go. All right. Doug Peterson, give us the setting, give us the circumstances, and then obviously, of course, the most notable thing that was said. What can you tell us that we couldn't say?
Yeah, well, as far as the setting, for those that don't know, Doug's actually, he had foot surgery about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So he's been on a wheel about all week, kind of rolling around. He's not able to walk on his foot yet. So that's kind of the setting of the mood Doug was in. But as far as the biggest takeaway, he really opened up, I think, about Carson and about what kind of teammate he was last year.
Interesting.
One word he used, he said, Carson can work on being more accessible. And then he used an analogy, maybe, you know, going across the aisle and, you know, maybe like reaching out to people and talking. So, you know, obviously a lot has been made about Carson and what kind of teammate he was last year, potential locker room issues. I thought Doug's answer was pretty revealing as to maybe what the actual nut and bolts of any issue that there might be was.
Well, can I, let me just jump
accessible.
In with Elliot. Elliot, they're not denying that article, basically, right? I mean, isn't that a fair way to put it from what you've heard?
No, I wouldn't say it's not fair to say they're denying it. I don't think that's completely true. I would say, though,
I said
that,
they're not denying it.
Right. I think that they're not agreeing with what's in that article completely.
Okay.
What they've kind of said through different lines and today with Doug is that, you know, there are areas Carson could work on as a teammate. And after Doug said the accessible quote, I asked him, I said, is this something that happened last year or is this something you've seen from Carson since he got here? And, you know, like as a teammate, as a rookie. And he kind of hinted at it that maybe it's always kind of been maybe not Carson's strength, but he did say that last year because of, you know, the injury and how much he was on the sideline and, you know, the rehab and all that, that did play a factor in. I mean, you know, as a former player, when you're rehabbing, you're doing those things, it's hard. It's just hard to be around the guys. You're not out of practice. You're not doing those things.
Right.
So it sounds like last year that really came to a head, I guess.
Well, it kind of doesn't make sense to me, saying, you know, that it's a problem that he was inaccessible at times when rehabbing sets you up to be inaccessible. Like, to me, if he said that's something he can work on, it would have been before the injury. Did it feel like there was, like, a diva-esque element?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I guess I should be clear about this. This wasn't like Doug talking about some major thing Carson needs to work on. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was noteworthy that because the question was, how can Carson be a better teammate?
Okay.
And one of the words he used was being accessible. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty noteworthy in terms of an actual detail into what he feels maybe some of the issues with Carson might have been. And it sounds like maybe it's just partially Carson's personality. And then last year being sidelined just kind of amplified things.
Yeah, like he was a little out of sorts and just not the same guy they were accustomed to seeing, I guess. I mean, he talks about how it was difficult for him. I would assume he's saying that because he was difficult right back, correct? I mean, is that the read?
I think to me it sounded maybe like Carson can be a little more outgoing in terms of reaching out to his teammates. But that is my read on it. I didn't get not a diva thing, not a difficult to be around thing.
Well, that's good.
Just maybe who Carson is, his personality, maybe he could do a little better job reaching out and being more accessible.
We're talking a lot today about the possibility of signing Carson to a long-term deal this offseason. Is that a vibe that seems to be prevalent there?
So Doug talked about it briefly today, just kind of said, you know, obviously we think Carson's a franchise quarterback. We want him around. And I actually asked Doug specifically, I said, now that you've been here for 3 years, because they always say all the time, they say Carson's special. And I asked, what is it about him that you think is special? And he mentioned his work ethic and, you know, the way he sees the field. In terms of signing him, Howie Roseman spoke to us yesterday. And Howie was very upfront, which he very rarely is, about contract negotiations. And he said, we want Carson here. We know we're going to have to pay him a lot of money. We know you pay franchise quarterbacks a lot of money, and we know Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. So they're certainly not trying to hold anything back through negotiations, through the media. At this point, I would say to a certain degree the ball is probably in Carson's court in terms of whether he wants to take a deal this offseason or gamble on himself in a way, stay healthy next year, and potentially sign a bigger contract.
Did Doug talk at all about the offensive tackle situation?
He did. So Jason Peters, is going to be the starter there. But I asked him about Jordan Mailata and how close he is to playing. And, he said every day is a new journey for Jordan because he's learning the game and he has a lot of stuff to work on. He mentioned training camp is going to be big for him. Mm-hmm. My overall vibe from the answer was I don't think Jordan was ever seriously considered to be a starter. And I think they were probably always going to bring Jason Peters back. I would even say at this point, it's not a lock. He'll even be the top backup. I think, assuming Vitae's on the roster, he'll go into camp as that top backup, and Jordan will have to win that job from him. So, to me, my read on the answer was Jordan's probably a little bit more of a project still than maybe, a lot of people view him.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. So, cornerback-wise, did he talk about who is trending cornerback and who's trending safety or who could who the starters are? Had they decided on the nickel position? What's the overall scene in the secondary?
So I asked him about the depth chart at corner because, they have six guys that can make legitimate arguments to be out there as, playing significant snaps.
Sure.
He said, he doesn't have a depth chart right now just because it's so early, although I'm sure he just doesn't want to share it. I'm sure he does have a depth chart. But one interesting thing he did mention about the nickel position, he mentioned Avante Maddox. He mentioned Cravion LeBlanc. One name he didn't mention until I followed up with them later was Sidney Jones, and that was their starting nickel last year.
Wow.
So it sounds to me like if Sidney is going to be out there, he's going to have to win a job on the outside, and that's doable because of the injuries there with Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills. But when everyone's healthy, I think it's going to be tough for Sidney to get out on the field.
Really? That's shocking. So – Did he talk at all about Jalen Mills' progress in his road back from injury?
Mm-hmm. So the company line this week with injuries has been they're not putting a timetable on anything and they're not giving any details. But one thing Doug did kind of hint at was it sounds like Jalen will be ready for the start of training camp. It wouldn't surprise me if when OTAs opened, though, if he was somewhat limited or not out there. But in my opinion, I think if everybody was healthy right now, they would have Jalen on one side, Ronald Darby on the other, Cravion LeBlanc at nickel, and Avante just all over the field playing a number of different roles.
Did anyone ask Doug about the running back position, whether their three-headed approach is out of necessity because they haven't found an every-down back, and whether they are looking for an every-down back or not?
He talked about a little, just kind of reiterating mostly what Howie said yesterday, which is that in terms of the players on the roster right now, they still have a lot of time before their first game. They have the ability to add players. He brought up a line Howie said yesterday, which is all the running backs that played for them in the Super Bowl victory weren't even on the team prior to the draft that year. So they really believe they'll be able to add guys that are going to make an impact. In terms of the committee, he didn't speak on that specifically today, but Doug has always said, because he's always seemed to be a guy that leans on the committee. He's talked about that in the past. So I don't really think that's out of necessity. I think if Doug wanted a, Ezekiel Elliott type of guy, I think Howie would go out and get it for him. I just don't think they view that as something they want to invest their resources in.
Elliott, Jeffrey Lurie is going to speak. What time does he speak today and what's, what do you expect from him?
So they haven't told us the time yet. They said sometime between 4 and 6 out here, so much later back home. In terms of what he'll talk about, I think, again, Carson is a big question.
Yeah.
My biggest takeaway from hearing Lurie these past few years at the owners' meetings is, he brags about Carson. He says other owners tell him how lucky he is to have a quarterback like Carson and how, great of a young player he is. I'll be interested to see how Lurie talks about Carson today in terms of does he still have that same type of optimism, have the injuries worried him. So I think that's the top question he has to answer.
All right, good stuff. Elliott, always a pleasure having you on the show. Again, everyone follow Elliott's work on the website, 94wip.com/GoBirds.